Blog Talk Radio. Welcome to Rights Radio, your independent voice. I'm your host, Dr. Joyce Starr. A respected stock market newsletter reported on November 4th that the market is poised to explode upwards and continue for years to come. They stated that the worst pullback will be approximately 10%. In order to cover all bases, they also advised that leading Elliott Wave chartists expect a market collapse, dropping well below the March 2009 and November 2008 lows. However, the first group said there was little chance of such an outcome. On the same day, famed economist Robert Samuelson wrote a fascinating column in the Washington Post. He said, and I quote, "The Congressional Budget Office reckons the Obama administration's planned budgets would increase the debt-to-GDP ratio from 41% in 2008 to 82% in 2019. Higher interest rates would aggravate the debt burden. Anticipating higher rates, the CBO estimates annual interest payments on the federal debt at $799 billion in 2019, up from $170 billion in 2009. Even the size of exposed debt is unclear, adding Fannie Mae's and Freddie Mac's debts, effectively guaranteed by the government, to the Treasury debt would raise the total sharply." So let's look at a few more compelling numbers. According to ClusterStock.com, the U.S. government spent $250 billion to save 1 million jobs. However, we already know that 20,000 of those jobs didn't exist, while a sizable number of the so-called jobs saved were actually based on pay raise statistics. Government officials have since stated with straight faces that giving someone a pay raise constitutes a job-saving measure. American taxpayers are generous people. We gave $400,000 to Gaddafi's son, $65 million in prescriptions to the deceased, and $26,000 per car in cash for clunkers. Cash for clunker appliances is on the way, meaning $50 to $200 for people who can afford to purchase a brand new energy-efficient appliance. Utility companies might also offer a $25 to $50 rebate for an old refrigerator or freezer, which is working quite well. Of course, they'll recycle your old refrigerator, reselling the spare parts or even the entire item at a fat profit. Consumer spending accounts for 70% of the nation's GDP. If you think the consumer is down and out, you're both wrong and right. Americans lost 40% of their wealth in the past 2 years. Over $4 trillion in credit lines will vanish by the end of 2009. The real unemployment rate, unemployed, discouraged, and part-time workers wanting full-time work, is roughly 20%. Yet, Nordstrom and high-end retailers report that sales are up compared to the last quarter. In other words, those who had may now have even more, thanks to your generosity. We know that the stimulus plan was largely intended to bolster the U.S. stock market, and we also know that the small investor was largely wiped out in the last market crash. Over 30% of American consumers have stopped spending except on pure necessities. The average consumer has so little to spend, but sales are going up. That's amazing. It's a true miracle that could only happen in America. So, who exactly is benefiting from the stock market run-up of 2009? And what further bad news are the cheerleaders hiding? Over 80% of voters in the New Jersey and Virginia elections expect the economy to get worse. Stock market analyst Michael Shulman wrote on September 16, 2009, "The banks still have trillions of dollars in toxic assets, increasing credit losses, and are facing new accounting and regulatory rules that are pressuring them to raise capital and dilute shareholders, and the market is not likely to react well to this news." The retail investor is usually the last in at the top and the last out as the bottom falls out. If the market crashes again, the good news is small middle-class investors will not be as deeply affected, since they were already wiped out in the last go-round. Large institutional investors and brokerage houses will make out like bandits. The government will probably use the crisis to call for yet another stimulus plan and to hire more high-paid czars with your money. The question is, will there be any crumbs left for the middle class? This is Dr. Joyce Starr with RightsRadio.com. Please join us next week, same time, same place. Bye now.